Hello, people of God. My name is Dan Sinawa, and you're listening to the Winning Life Audio Devotional. Today, this morning, I want to talk to you about the power of the Word of God. The power of the Word. Let me just read quickly a couple of scriptures for you. Job chapter number 23 and verse number 12. Job declared, it says, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. For special emphasis, he says, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Jesus, when he was tempted of the devil, said to the devil that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Right now, when a lot of people are confused, they don't know what to do, our consolation is that we have the Word of God. That it's very important that we know what His Word says. Because not a single jot of His Word will fall to the ground void or will pass away. His Word is powerful. I'm talking to you about the power of His Word. The power of the Word of God. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16, Jeremiah says, your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord of hosts. I don't know what it is that you are going through right now, but it's really important that you get to a place where you take up the Word of God and you begin to eat it. You begin to download it into your spirit. Even if you're not dealing with anything right now, this is a perfect opportunity to spend time with the Word of God, to know what the Word of God says about you, to fill yourself with the Word. For in the day of trouble, it will speak and not lie. King David, in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 11, he said, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. I realize that when our minds are conditioned by the Word of God, it is easier to please God. It says, thy word I have hid in my heart. Say, I have hidden in my heart. In other words, I have installed your word in my heart so that I won't sin against you. God said to Jeremiah, say, you shall meditate upon the word of the Lord by day and by night. It says, by so doing, you will observe to do according to all that is written in it. It will become easier for you to do and to please God when you have stored up His word in your heart. Father, I pray for every single person under the sound of my voice, that you place a passion in them for your word like never before. Cause them, O God, to hunger and to desire your word. In the name of Jesus, let it be strong. Let the desire be strong. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will grant us understanding as we study your word like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. This has been Dad Sinawa, And I look forward to sharing some more thoughts from the Father with you. God bless you and preserve you and your family and grant you your heart desires even today. If you are sick in your body, I pray for you right now that the healing power of God will come over you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. I take authority over that pain in your body right now and I command it to go in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Wisdom is revealed unto you. Wisdom is released unto you. In the name of Jesus, you will know what to do over that situation right now. You will know what to do. God bless you. God bless you.